Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of all the J.K. Lasher's books on taxes, including the 2015 edition, just out now. She's also the author of Smooth Failing, an outstanding living book that you can find on Amazon. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Barbara has been helping us with the tax issues and over all these years, and we appreciate her very much. Barbara, one of the things we got coming up, tomorrow's a big day, right?
Tomorrow is the big day, although in some states, including mine in Florida, we've had early voting, so people have been eligible or able to go to the polls and vote early. But certainly, the outcome will have a big impact. I think whatever the outcome is, it's going to have a big impact.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And of course, folks, what's in play right now is the big drama is the Senate, whether the Republicans will take back control of the Senate, and then therefore, if they have 51 senators at least, then they'll have the majority control. They'll have a majority leader, which will probably be Mitch McConnell, and then they'll have the House and the Senate. And then what will happen, Barbara?
Well, then what will happen is that the House has been passing bill after bill after bill for all these years, but Harry Reid has not brought these bills to the floor
hundreds.
Of the Senate. Hundreds, right. And many of the bills have bipartisan support. In other words, if they had been brought to the floor of the Senate, they would have been approved by a majority because many Democrats support the bills. They're not really controversial. So, just for example, the internet moratorium, the bills, the law expired on November 1st, but there was a wink, wink, we're going to extend it for a month and then we'll come back and we'll enact something. So the thing is that we'll get rid of this logjam and start moving legislation through. Now, some bills may be opposed by the president, mm-hmm. and it's highly unlikely there'll be a veto-proof Congress, but clearly at least we will be showing the American people that these things need to be done. And from my perspective, I think many of the bills will ultimately be enacted. For example, nobody opposes a reduction in the corporate tax rate. The U.S. has the highest corporate
the
tax rate,
ready to sign
including
that,
the president is in support of a lower rate. So hopefully that can get done. If that gets done, maybe this whole issue
Harry Reid just doesn't want Republicans to get credit for anything?
I don't know. I can't get into his head.
I don't want to get into
his
head. But Barbara, one of the things about this, you alluded to it a second ago, and that is that one of the things I think will benefit America will be, regardless of if you're on one side or the other, is that it'll be a clear understanding of what Congress is prepared to do, what the Republicans, who would be in control of both houses, what they want to the direction they want to take the country, and it'll be a clear delineation between the Republicans in the Congress and the President in the White House, and so if they bring him something that he can veto, if he vetoes it or not, it'll be clearly understood. It won't be any confusion about who did what and who stands for what.
Precisely. And that's what we need, because these are issues that we've been talking about, some of them, for years and years and years. But the top corporate tax rate, Obama was running on it in his first election. He said bring it down to 28, from 35% to 28%. So, he's been in favor of it. We just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Yeah, and in the meantime, it's hurt the economy. It's hurt the United States on many levels, and there are many things out there like this. So, what do you think is going to happen, Barbara? What's your prediction on the final number?
I'm sure hoping that there's at least a majority, so that Harry Reid is no longer in control.
Right, I agree with that. Whatever it takes to get Harry Reid out of control of the Senate, I mean, he's really He's obstructionist. He's not a statesman, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. And I would tell him this to his face. He's not a statesman. Not that there are that many up there anyway, but he certainly is not. The other thing, Barbara, is that, we got to wrap it up. Barbara, thank you for being here. Give us the website quickly, one more time.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
They can find out all about your books there and all the other things that you do there, including your tip of the day, right?
My idea of the day that you can get by email.
Yeah, so check
You'll
that out.
You'll love
folks.
It. It's free.
I promise you. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.